saved, delivered from bondage, healed, made whole. You must be born again of the Spirit to see heaven and to enter it. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind to access abundant life. In this sense, there are two aspects to being saved. One is by spirit birth, and the other is by word birth. A person can be born of the Spirit and ignorant of the rest of the Word. This is true because the new birth occurs when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and confess Him with our mouths. What causes so much consternation as we look at each other's behavior is many times we see the old man rather than the new creature. In order for us to manifest right behavior, our soul has to be saved. Our soul is our mind and our emotions. The soul is saved when our minds are transformed by the Word and we begin to walk in the Spirit by faith. It is the Word that sanctifies us. A newborn baby is a newborn baby even if it never has its diaper changed and is never washed. The essence, the spirit of the baby, is still there, although it may stink in its filth. Without the washing of the Word, we are ignorant that we stink, and so we remain filthy. Here's the way to really determine if a person has been born again or not. Ask them if they have received Jesus Christ as their Savior. If they say yes and their behavior is not right, what you have is a stinking, filthy baby. Don't throw them out. Just start cleaning them with the Word. John makes it very clear as to who is of Christ and who is not. 1 John 4:2 says, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Unless our soul is saved by the Word, we will continue bad behavior, thus bringing death into our physical lives. This is the waste of any human's existence, especially one who has been born of the Spirit. Do not assume bad behavior is a spiritual issue. It may be a soul issue. The new man is created perfect and cannot sin. The soul, mind, and emotions will continue to sin until it is transformed by the Word. The transformation causes us to see ourselves as new spirit beings and not as the old man who was crucified with Christ. Try not to dig up the seed that the Holy Spirit has planted, but nurture it in love with the Word so that grace may abound.